But right now, we're going to pause for a second because, you know, it's very special to hear the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America from somebody that you actually know. Now, I don't know tenor Anthony Kearns, but apparently he is the founding member of the singing group, the Irish Tenors, and he is going to be among those who are singing at a Rockies game. And that's on Sunday, and he joins us now on the VIP line. Anthony, thanks so much for coming on the ride home. How are you?
Great. I didn't want to interrupt your argument there. The two of you are having a good old battle.
Yeah, well, we'll continue that at some point, believe me. And Dave just showed back up. So, I mean, you like to sing a cappella. It's not something unusual to you, but what's it like to be at a ball game doing this?
Well, it's an experience, to say the least. You're out in the open. The shock of it all is when you sing and this thing reverberates around the stadium and it comes back to you about a week later. Well, it's about a 7-second delay, you know?
Oh, that's true.
So you're on the second line when you're hearing the first line.
So is that why you kind of have to, I often see people like plugging their ear. That would be why.
Absolutely. Or you just stick to your guns, like you keep your, try and keep yourself cool. And if you start to listen to yourself, you're finished.
Well, that's very common in sports here. It's called instant replay.
That's very true. So Sunday, you're going to be in Anaheim at the Rockies versus Angels game. Have you ever performed like this in that kind of setting?
I have, believe it or not. I performed way out on the East Coast there for the good old Red Sox back in the day.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They won the World Series after a dry spell of whatever number of years. It was 80, a long spell, anyway.
86.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So I had the pleasure of singing in Fenway Park, which was a great experience, and a couple of games there.
Are you familiar with the name Neil Diamond at all?
Yes, I've. In fact, you won't believe this. I was doing a concert way up in Port Angeles in Washington State. And I believe he has some residence, maybe a holiday home or something, but he attended one of my concerts.
Is that
right? There you go. That's my claim to fame.
Well, and clearly you attended one of his if you were at Fenway.
Never.
Because they play that Neil Diamond every single night at Fenway, so you must have.
Well, I tell you what, he's a great artist, and he comes to Ireland quite a lot, so he's huge fans over in Ireland. He's very popular, and he's a long time going. I like his music, I have to say. I never had the pleasure of meeting the man because he left before the concert ended. Maybe I didn't impress him enough.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer. Now, I know in addition to the Star Spangled Banner, you're also going to be singing God Bless America and Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Well, that's the first for me. Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I'm still waiting on the lyrics of it, but we'll have it off for Sunday, that's for sure.
you're waiting
on the number. I know the tune. I remember the tune, but I'm not okay with the lyrics as of yet, but I believe they're on the way to me.
You know who this puts you in a club with?
What's that?
You know, not knowing the lyrics to Take Me Out to the Ball Game put you in a club with the redoubtable Ozzy Osbourne, who took the microphone at Wrigley Field and did not know the lyrics to the song.
Well, I guarantee you, if I have to stay up all night, I'll learn them.
I'm sure you will. Anthony, before we let you go, we want to let people hear just a little excerpt, because we know that you can't sing on the air with us because you're getting ready and your voice has to be ready. But this is what it will sound like, at least studio version.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
All right, well, maybe you won't be singing Amazing Grace.
I was going to say, they really changed the lyrics on Take Me Out to the Ball
Game. Wow, that is beautiful. Now, you sang that at the National Moment of Remembrance in Washington, D.C. during the Memorial Day Parade.
That's correct, yes.
Beautiful.
In blazing heat.
Well,
it was unbelievably hot that day, and I don't think it's going to be much different tomorrow or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll deliver the goods.
Excellent, and you will be singing along with how many others?
I don't know who else is involved. Just me. It's all about me.
It's all about you. Okay. Anthony Kearns, founding member of the singing group, the Irish Tenors. And we look forward to hearing that. And, you know, go Rockies, if you want to throw that in anywhere, would be a great thing.
There you go. I'll do that. But I probably can't do it tomorrow because I'll be evicted out of the park and never see California again.
I think you're probably
right.
You
make a good point.
Anthony, we wish you the best. And hopefully you learn those lyrics.
I'll have them off. Note perfect and word perfect. For Sunday.
Can't wait to hear it.
Good stuff, and the best to your listeners. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That is Anthony Kearns. Bye. He is a tenor, founding member of the singing group, the Irish Tenors. And solo, he will be singing all of those, the Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America, and Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
And we certainly hope that he doesn't mess up and throw Amazing Grace in there instead. As nice a song as it is.
And that was beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It really
is. But probably not the right seventh inning stretch song.
I think you're probably right, unless they need
unless
it.
Unless they're down like 10
exactly.
to 1.
Then maybe that would be
Amazing
better.
Grace. Yeah.
6:29, you're on the ride home on 850 KOA.